Hey, everybody. Welcome to the official Game Stitch podcast. This is episode 668. I'm producer Gerald. Today, I'm joined by Ryan.
Hello.
Good morning.
Howdy doody.
A very cold, cold morning today.
Feels like 1 degree.
Yes. I think it's 11 or something.
I think it is officially like 12 degrees. Yeah, 11, 12, but the feels like is one.
You have to go outside to get to your office.
Yeah, I debated quitting the show this morning. It is about 25 feet from the bottom of my deck to get to the building that I do the show in, my office. So I really debated just throwing in the towel this morning.
We've
talked about it before. There's a certain kind of cold that, like, you can't. I dislike the cold enough that at a certain temperature, like, I can't figure out how cold it is. Like, it's just cold, right? I don't know if I can tell the difference between 20 and 1. Like, it all feels horrible. So it wasn't a pleasant walk. I will say, you know, we're mid-December, and I've survived, like, I've made it this long without it being horrible. So, not bad, but it's not good out there.
Yeah, it's a little colder than normal that it has been in December. But we haven't had any. We had some snowflakes here and there, but nothing that sticks to the ground.
No, there's some really fine flakes out there this morning when I was letting the chickens out, but it's not going to do anything of substance today. It's just going to be cold.
Now, when I had a dog, I had two dogs. I had a Min Pin, then I had a Shih Tzu. My Min Pin did not like cold, and she did not like the snow. She'd run out, do her business, come running back. The Shih Tzu, on the other hand, when it snowed, she wanted to be out in the snow and playing.
Yeah, I had a lab Rottweiler mix, and he loved the snow. He used to just, especially if we got like a pretty good snow, he used to just jam his face down directly in a pile of snow. And then would like take a big bite of it and then would jump out of it and go trotting around the yard. He loved it. He would stay outside for hours in the snow.
Shih Tzu, we would let her hair grow some. And so she would get like her hair would start freezing underneath her. We'd get her in, have to like throw on a towel to like try to like warm her up. But she wanted to run around and.
Good. My dog now does not like the cold. He is anti-cold. He has really thin fur, and his stomach basically just has like peach fuzz on it.
Oh.
He don't like the cold.
Now, is your cat, is he just a house cat, or do you let him out?
Yeah. No, he stays inside. You can't control it outside. I just too much of a risk.
My sister-in-law, they have an indoor cat, then they have an outdoor cat. So they have that one cat they just let out in the morning. He goes running around the neighborhood. He'll come back in the afternoon. Then he'll want to go back out like an hour or two later. Then come back right before bedtime.
Yeah. My neighbor's cat's an indoor-outdoor cat too. And I love that cat. But it just worries me. Something will happen. You know, I got hawks out here. Plus, there's heavy traffic on my road. It just worries me. My cat is inside only. Or my cats. I have two. Well, now I have three, but long story. But I have two. But it's they don't leave the inside. So.
What was your week like this week?
It was not exciting. Work has been crazy busy, so it was just a lot of work. Recovering from the cold, I'm for sure on the upswing. So I feel pretty good now. My voice is still a little bit out. I still have some drainage. If I look down for too long, I still get a little sniffly, but I'm much, much better. So just, you know, over the counter medicine and, work basically was my whole week. We played golf a couple times, VR golf.
Yeah.
So walkabout mini golf. I could play that every night. I love that game, and it's about the only thing I feel like playing right now.
You had sent a text out saying you were going to play last night. I said maybe, but we were just watching Stranger Things and got too late.
Yeah, I don't have any good friends. Patman didn't respond. Friend of the show Marshall 205 was at auction, and then you just didn't do it.
I said
So I'm
maybe.
thinking about searching for new. I'm searching for new VR friends. Anybody listening out there that can commit? I'm searching for new. So I think Walkabout lets you do like 12 players at a time.
Damn.
I think it lets you do a lot.
Just waiting for your turn, it would take forever.
It would take forever. There, you can do like where everybody plays at the same time too. I've never
Okay.
turned it on because I like watching you guys play as well.
Yeah, because you
But
want
you
to
can
see
do
where the
like the
ball.
simu, yeah, the line, all that stuff. But there's like a simu putt or whatever. We should try that sometimes because then you would get a good look at like how creative a person is. If you don't know how they're getting that score, because a lot of times. There's definitely a drawback to going first.
Yes.
You know, first means you're in the lead, but first also means that you don't get to see anybody else's line or what they come up with. And there's a lot of times where I have lost the match because on a new board, I don't know what to do on the first shot. I go first and I get screwed over because of it.
Right, it could go the wind pushes this way, the ramp does this or instead of that.
Or just like somebody else there. I think a lot of times I try to share what I think, you know, we should try. And sometimes from the show, Marshall 205 will just ask what he, you know, what everybody thinks he should do. But, you know, I think like not knowing is kind of would also be part of the fun. If we jumped in a new board, none of us have played and we all put it at the same time to where you can't see the other person's shot. It would be interesting to see who comes out on top because it takes good golf, but it also takes the correct line
Right.
a lot of times.
It's a little interesting. We had fun when we played. Me and you, we played the one night. We did two maps.
Yeah,
We got
just
some
the two of
balls.
us, and we played with, well, it was me, you, and Patman also.
Yeah, me and you did one match, and then Patman joined
Yeah,
us the other
me
because he
and
was watching
Patman,
the
yeah.
Game Award.
Yeah, and then I think we played. I think me and friend of the show Marshall 205 played Rocket League one night. I think it was either Sunday or Monday we played. There was one thing on the Rocket Pass that I wanted, and so we just finished it off for me. I'd already got the money back, but there was a car that I wanted on there, so we just got to that and stopped. So that was really it for me. I will say I'm strongly considering playing No Man's Sky again.
Oh.
I watched the Game Awards and of course it won Best Ongoing Game and they showed a clip and I was like, oh, that's interesting. So then I searched for something and then I watched like five videos and then I read like three things and I'm like, wait, do I need to play this game again? And
Yeah.
I go through phases of No Man's Sky with this where I want to play it and then the idea that I spent, you know, 30 hours the first time I played and now everything is obsolete is also unfortunate because I need to start over. And then the best I can tell, that game would be best served to play with friends. And so like it would also be a, you know, a commitment from other people. So I probably won't play, but I'm definitely jonesing to the of the idea to play. I don't know that I want to play, but I think the idea of playing is definitely kind of getting to me. And then I didn't even, you know, it's Christmas time, so I'm not really buying anything. Just a, I did get an $8 typewriter from the Goodwill. It's in perfect working order. It's a little larger than what I like. It's a standard model. I usually buy portables, but it was $8.
I can't beat that. I mean, you're looking at
Yeah.
typewriters.
Yeah. So I bought that, and then I just bought, which we talked about before we recorded, but I bought a few of the series minifigs. But that's it. Nothing major. Really slow. Kind of focusing on buying for other people right now.
As I say, yeah, are you doing Christmas shopping?
Yeah, I'm doing some stuff mostly online. There's a few things I've gotten in person, but I just online's so much easier.
Yeah, that's killing the market. Me and my wife, are you done? Okay.
No, that was it.
So yesterday was our 23rd anniversary. And then
Congrats, I was muted. Sorry.
thank you. So Thursday night, my dad and his wife took us out to dinner. We went to Drake's and I went by the mall. Like we drive by where our Drake's is at is near our mall. And I looked at the mall and saw how like it's 7, 6, 7 o'clock at night and it was like pretty dead. only look like the people that worked in the mall were the ones that were shopping or like parked in the mall. And then last night when we went to dinner, we went to Cracker Barrel for brunch. Got there about 11. Mall dead, which, is not bad on a Saturday morning run out of time. We left around 12:30, still kind of slow. And then we went back at night, which Saturday night, usually at a mall, it's pretty busy. It wasn't that crazy busy like a Christmas would be at the mall. And I definitely attribute to that, which most people online will tell you that online shopping is basically is killing malls around America.
It's just easier. It is for sure more convenient. And to be honest, a lot of times it's cheaper. I can look up something, I can go buy it in a store, and I am pro store. I am pro leave with it that day, have it in your hands. Something close to what you wanted is better than exactly what you wanted if you can go pick it up right then. Like, I am a big believer in that. But if it's cheaper and the one I want, it's a tough sell. It's 12 degrees outside. I'm gonna drive to the store, pay more, and maybe not have what I want, or I can click two buttons on Amazon, have it here tomorrow, and not leave my house.
I find myself in sometimes in stores looking at prices of things that we're looking as, oh, how can I get it cheaper? Not like $10 cheaper. Sometimes I'm looking as, oh, this is $3 cheaper. I'm just going to order online, even though I'm already there.
Yeah, it's the way we shop now is for sure different, and it's not going to go back.
Like I have a Georgia Bulldogs hat. It's a black hat. It's got the black G with the red outline. I've had that hat for damn near 20 years. It's like my favorite hat to wear. It's starting to get really bad. It has a smell to it. I've washed it. It's still stained. The washing like stained it up some more. Try to go online, try to clean it up. So I'm looking for a new hat. So when I went out to the mall the other day, I went to the local hat store Lids and looked in there and saw a hat. They wanted $45 for it. I'm like, I'm not paying $45 for a hat that I just spent. I remember spending $15 for this hat a long time ago. So I'm
Right.
sitting in the store online shopping for that hat cheaper, and I found it cheaper. I found it for like $23.
It's just not. It's hard. It's hard to make the commitment to pay more when I can just have it at my doorstep.
Yeah. Right,
So, and
so.
even with like Walmart, if you have Walmart Plus, it's like even when I do shop at the store, a lot of times I still have them bring it to me.
So like my, oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'll say, yeah. So my wife, you said Walmart, my wife is doing Christmas shopping herself and she's buying me Legos for Christmas. That's what she buys. She was finding deals at like Target, Walmart, and then somewhere else that were cheaper than like the Lego store. And now I'm like, well, just buy from the Lego store. I get the free gift with purchases. And she was like, well, the ones that she bought was like $50 cheaper. And I'm like, well, yeah, the free gift for purchase is really not the worth the $50 the discount. But my mind
See,
was
man,
thinking gift for purchase.
she's right. She's right. But you're a Lego guy. And so it's like, well, the Willy Wonka set's a great, it's 70, it was $70 off at Target right after I bought it. But there wasn't a part of me that was really irritated because I'm like, that pushed me over the top to get the three gift with purchases. So it's like, I can't buy those three for $70, because it was the baby gorilla encounter, the peppermint, the hot chocolate house, and then the little knight set. You won't be able to buy those off of eBay for $70. You'll spend more than that. So even though I overpaid for the set, it was worth it because I got the other three. But if somebody was buying it for me, I could see is where they just want the best deal. So I can't blame, like, that's absolutely what you should do. It's just that I'm a moron. You're a moron because you're like, that little set's going to cost $50 if I have to buy it. So it's just one of those things where you're right. You're like, I would rather you just pay full price and me get the points and the thing. Target doesn't do the points anymore. Also, I don't know if I ever told you that.
No, they don't. They don't. You can't do your points with
No, I
Lego.
tried to. Yeah, I Googled it. It said they discontinued it, I think, last year.
Oh, damn.
So you can only get points through the Lego store now. Yeah, I'd rather just have the points, and I'd rather have the free thing. And I'll take it a step further. Even if I don't want the free thing, I would rather have the free thing and the points and pay full price, even if it's not a thing I'm interested in.
And so I tell, because she'll buy like a lot, and I'll tell her, like, all right, whatever the limit is, if it says the max is 150, spend the one, get the free gift or purchase, order that, then go, then buy some more stuff, get the 150, get multiple of the gift or purchases, so I can turn around and resell those if I don't want them, or have multiples of them. And she's like, I'm
Yeah.
just gonna buy them all in one. I'm like, no, you're missing out. We're missing. And to trying to explain to somebody, it's hard.
Yeah. Because it doesn't really make sense to do it the way that we do it. But it's one of those deals. It just is like I don't know.
I'm trying to
I
maximize my
both love
purchase.
yeah, I both love and hate gift with purchases. I love them, but they irritate me. Now this crap they're doing where you have to like buy the set when it comes out in order to get the piece that makes it complete in my mind. I hate
Yes.
like having to buy the Death Star when it launches so you can get the piece that should have come with it, having to buy the fish tank so that you can get the food and the filter. Like that's shitty. It should have that with it. It's $500 for that fish tank.
And there's three sets coming out in January for that are have a gift or purchase specifically for that set. So
Now,
you
when
can
it's just
buy.
related,
Yeah.
I don't mind. Like the Goonies one, I think it's okay. Like you don't have to have that. The shuttle for the Enterprise, I kind of feel like it should come with it.
It should. The Death Star for sure, because they showed pictures of with it inside of
Yeah.
it.
Yeah. The fish tank to me without the pump on, it's weird. And it's weird that I have to have bought it when it came. Now, if I spend $500, I don't get it. That sucks. I do not like those at all. I do like the regular gift with purchases, but I mean, it does force me to spend money I shouldn't spend just to get them.
All right,
But
so
like Lego gets it. I mean, they know what they're doing. They understand marketing, and I hate them for it.
my dad asked me like some gift ideas for Christmas, and so I told him a bunch of things to get him out there. I put like a Quest 3, I put the Nintendo Switch 2, I put some game, different kind of games on there, and I told like the, I want I told him to get my like, Astrobot, the new Astrobot game, but I want them, like, they have to be sealed. I don't want them opened up. Was it Hollow Knight, Silk Song? I was like, give me that seal. 'Cause I'm gonna try to like collect a few of the rare game or like the games like that, and I just want to get him sealed. Then he's text me saying, we know Jason from GameStop. He's like, well, Jason said they're new. I was like, no, they have to be new sealed. Like they have to have the silicone, the I mean the plastic wrap on it. And he's like,
Would
well,
you
this
not open Astrobot and play it? That's insane because you haven't played it.
Yeah, I want to play the first one because I borrowed it from you.
You should play it.
But I want to just have it, and I want to put
It's
it
so good.
with my sealed. I want it sealed in the background with the Astrobot
The
toys,
controller that goes with
and I or I did pre-order the
it.
controller.
Yeah.
I got
Oh, you
Wii.
did the expensive one?
Yeah, I got Wii. I had a 10% coupon from Big Bad Toys. I was like,
Oh,
well,
that thing is
$30,
expensive.
almost $30 off. I might as well go ahead and do it.
Yeah, I did not pre-order that. That was too expensive for me.
I did it now, and I was like, well, the money will come out later on. And when it comes out, I'm like, what did I buy? And then here it comes.
The weird thing is like some of those places, like I think Pop, like Funko, it was like a year when I ordered that Astrobot. It's kind of fun because you forget about it and then it just shows up one day and you're like, what the heck?
Yeah. Now, sometimes
Then
that
I have to
hurts,
look
and
back to remember what happened.
sometimes it hurts. I did that before. I ordered two Spawn figures. And they were pre-ordered, forgot about them. I go to the store, see them on the shelf. I buy them, and
Oh, and then they show up.
then they show up after my grace period that returned the store once. And I bought when
Yeah.
I pre-ordered, I got a discount, so they were cheaper. So I'm like, well, I don't want to return more expensive. I'd rather return a cheaper one. So now I'm just sitting. I procrastinated and waited to return the ones online.
It can also hurt your bank account too, like especially with a big buy on like a Bricklink or something like that. when you just wake up one morning and it took $300 out and you're like, well, okay.
Yeah.
You ordered it, but it's been 6 months.
They've done good. They usually email you now, say, hey, just let you know your thing's on the way, money's coming out. So I'm like, good.
Yeah, they do. It's just jarring because mine sends me a push notification because it's tied to my credit card. So every time like they run it, I just get that link, and I was like, man, I probably shouldn't have bought all those. But like going to the con and seeing the prices for the Bricklink stuff, it's, I mean, you can't buy it after.
Right.
You either have to buy it when it's up or not have it, because people are proud of them.
And so I also I did be the buy I did buy the Christmas Lego train to get the gazebo. And I got the candle, the Christmas candle. It was on sale for like $27 compared to the $34.99.
Yeah, I got mine from Walmart. I think for $20 they put it on their Black Friday deals. Not to ruin it for you, I actually did not enjoy that build.
It doesn't look like it's going to be fun.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy it. I thought I was going to, and then about halfway through, I was like, eh. It looks good put together though.
Yeah, it does. I have a picture over on the
Yeah.
wall of things to get.
Yeah. It looks good put together. Oh, you got like a dream board.
My little wish list wall.
Yeah.
Let me
Shit, I'd
think.
just cover the whole wall if I did that.
Oh yeah, I have magazines I gotta go through and cut out.
Yeah, I want everything, so I would just cover the whole wall. Even stuff I kind of like, I'm like, I'd like to have that still though.
If it's give if I'm gonna buy it, then no. But if it's just a gift, then someone, because it's so, always they always get asked. Like my mother-in-law will ask my wife's like, what the Lego set does he want for, $40 or $50 or $70? And she'll go back here, look at it, or she'll go on my Lego website and tell her like one or two. Then
Now, what if you get something you don't really want that's a Lego set? What do you do with it?
return it.
That's shitty.
Yeah. If it's something I
You
don't
gotta
want at all, like for sure, like, oh, what is
like
this?
you open up the box, it's a Ninjago.
But yeah, it's going to the Lego store in Nashville. I got it as a gift and I need to exchange it.
You just wouldn't keep it because somebody got it for you?
No.
That's shitty.
If it's something I'm like passionate, like this passion, then yes. It like my dad once got me a like not a Spawn figure, but he ordered Spawn. Like he got a Spawn, and it was like someone other than Spawn. He thought it was, hey, it said, because it said Spawn on it, and I'm like, well, I don't
Right.
like that specific figure.
Should have kept it though. Did you do anything else? Because we probably ought to jump in the news. I bet you have a million stories.
Not much. Let's see. What else did I do? A game I played the because of the new Burning Sands DLC for Fallout 76. I played that. Played a lot of Farming Simulator. I mean, for Farm Alone, or technically Farm Together too. I'm like maybe an hour away from getting level 200, and then all I have to do is do the deeds
The
for the
favors.
people, the favors.
Yeah.
And then I might have 53% with those. Those are the only things I played, which I didn't play a lot this week. Me and my wife have been watching a lot of TV. Okay, so let's get into some news then. Big news this week, the Game Awards were on. I did not watch the awards when it came out. I went through and just watched some clips here and there. I did watch all the trailers. Were you surprised by any of the wins?
I mean, not really. It was just a full night of watching Clair Obscur win everything. I did watch all of the Game Awards. I said this before, I am too old. I love Jeff Keighley, but he is just overly positive about everything,
Yeah.
overly hype about everything. And I'm just, what I want's a sizzle reel after Game Awards is over. I just want the rundown. Because watching it was hard on me, but I watched it in two different sittings. I watched the first half, and then I came back and watched the second half a day later. So I did watch the full thing, but it was a lot. It was long as hell.
Yeah.
It's like 4 hours long or something, but I made it all the way through. I'll be honest, the awards are the least exciting part of the Game Awards. it also doesn't feel like they're about the awards. A lot of times when they read, you know, three, four awards before they go to commercial break and they don't even bring the person out on stage. You know, there's just a lot of that. Also, like having the same people win all night made them less exciting too, because you can only watch the same people give so many speeches. But yeah, nothing really blew me away. It's what I expected. Going in, everyone seemed to know that Clair Obscur was going to clean up, and they did.
So I was looking on here. Did you see the VR game, the Midnight Walk, that one? That a
Yeah, I
game you
think that's
wanted to
a
play?
it is. You'll know it if you see the
Yeah,
imagery
I
for it. It's
remember.
that one. I think it's VR, non-VR though. Am I right?
Yes.
You could play it out of VR. Yeah, it's one I want to play. I think it also tells you the state of VR right now, that you know, it wasn't really up against much of anything that I'd even heard of. So I'll check it out though eventually. But yeah, the awards didn't really do much for me.
So on the awards, Jeff Keighley, the Game Awards, they said online they received a D on X. 38.9% people said it was a D, and 15.1% of the people said it was an A.
It was tough too, because that's like their official, like Jeff Keighley wanted to know what people thought. It's a little more interesting though. Like that's such a broad, or it's a little more nuanced than that, I should say. It's, you know, just giving it a D. Like I would give it a D because of how long it was. You know, I don't have 4 hours most of the time, and I don't want to watch Miss Piggy, but that's a me thing. So, you know, without any feedback other than I just didn't like it, it's hard to know what people's problem were. Also, when you see there's another 45% between B and C, you know, I think if more shows, like if the Oscars got finished and said, how would you rate us? I think everything's getting a D that's an award show.
Yeah, because a lot of people pick it because if a certain game doesn't win or a certain person doesn't win an award, they'll
Yeah, you
shit
got
on
your
it.
feelings hurt. Yeah, you're a Kingdom Come Deliverance 2 guy and you watch Clair Obscur win all night. That's automatically a D. But I feel like they got to get the runtime down, and they've got a it felt like they made room for everybody this year, as far as like you could buy ad spots if you weren't chosen by Jeff. You could like buy ad spots, and the way they integrated them kind of felt like it was almost something they were promoting. And I don't know, it's just getting weird and it's too freaking long.
Yeah, the ad spots is my next thing I was going to talk about. But real quick, they had, on this voting, they had over 400,000 people vote. So it wasn't like a small window of like 600 people. It was a lot, right?
And then if you're Jeff and you spend, you know, a full year preparing for it and you get a D, I mean, what's that feel like? Because Jeff and that team put a ton of work into it. It's very well done.
It
But
wasn't. I think the
yeah.
winners, I think the winning part had a lot to do with it. So we're talking about the ads. According to reports, two sources familiar with the show said a 60-second trailer was going to cost up to around $450,000. A 3-minute trailer was going to cost over $1 million. This is just rumor, not solidified, but that is crazy when you're talking about the ad spots.
I will say the ad spots felt like they almost felt like a part of it was done in a way where you felt like you were getting Game Award time though. So I could see how they'd be very valuable.
Right now, any of the games that any of the games surprise you or that you liked? You see anything?
There's stuff that looked good. I don't know that I was surprised.
I did like the Star Wars Old Republic. That looked good. The racing game, wasn't big on. Did show the Lara Croft new game that looked good.
So Tomb Raider is now with Amazon. And they showed off two games. So they showed off the game, the first one there, The Legacy of Atlantis, is coming first, and the second game, The Catalyst or whatever, is coming second, or vice versa. But they did show off both games. It feels like old Lara Croft.
Yeah.
They looked great. Some of the animations for her were awesome. Those games look fun. I'll be honest, it felt like a lot of things that they showed off looked fun to me. I won't play a lot of them, but they looked fun.
Yeah, there's very few I'm gonna play. My one of my coworkers was really big on this Control game. He loved the first one. He was like,
Looked
that's the
good.
game he liked.
Resident Evil Requiem looked good.
Pragmata had a little bit more. What was it? Ace Combat 8? I got excited when I saw that one.
It's been a long time since I've had an Ace Combat game.
Yeah, I'd love 7. I wanted to go back and play because they added like a DLC thing on it with a couple missions and some new planes, but I never did go into it.
Sorrows look good. It's the Housemarque game. It very much looks like the spiritual successor to what was their
Eternal.
last one? Returnal, yeah. It looks good. I didn't play Returnal. It looks fun. I'm not gonna play this either, but it does look good.
Now, a bunch of those games looked alike. Soros, that Control, this No Law. I mean, there's a bunch of them that look very similar to each other with the horror, like the shooting with the
No
horror.
Law. Total Warm was a the name is a big miss for me because it's Warhammer. Why they just didn't call it Total Warhammer, I don't know. That's such
Yeah.
a much better name than Total War Warhammer.
So Lego Batman, of course Lego games. Where's another game? Oh yeah, this
Well, they
one.
showed off that weird J.J. Abrams game. That one, For Loop.
Yeah.
It's by the Left 4 Dead guy and J.J. Abrams studio Bad Robot. It looked good, but again, it looked like those games you're talking about. They all had that feel. Like fast-paced, kinetic, first-person shooters.
Yeah, I saw this. I thought it was pretty interesting. Hitman, they're gonna have a mission where you go work with Mila Jovovich. But you're getting celebrities in
I think
this
you kill
Hitman.
her.
You have to
I
kill
think
her.
she's the target.
Oh
Yeah,
yeah.
you have to
She's an
kill her.
exclu yeah, she's a target.
It was cool too because she came out on stage and she seemed like genuinely excited to be the person that you have to go kill,
This Gangs of
which I
Dragon
thought
looked
was cool.
like one of those other.
So he was with the Yakuza studio, I believe. The guy that's making it. Looked all right. I mean, it looked like one of those games.
Yeah, it looked like Yakuza. There's another shooter.
Looked like
Oh,
Doom.
this one, the herd sheep. I saw this one, I thought of you. I thought you'll.
Yeah. It
It's
feels
called
like
Herd
me.
Sheep. There was a little dog running around. You have like, I guess, do some unlocking
The Free
to
Shepherd's what it's called.
area to let the sheep go into certain areas. You have to do some puzzles to open up the area.
It looks gorgeous too.
Ooh. Oh yeah, Lenny Kravitz is going to be
Double.
in James Bond.
She's in 007 First Light, and he was there. And he's very Lenny Kravitz.
They showed the Street Fighter movie. Did you? And they brought them all the all. Well, not all of them, but they pretty much brought majority of the actors on stage.
I think they pretty damn well brought everybody out. I mean, I don't
I didn't
know.
see
I'm
50
not as
Cent.
true. Yeah, I'm not a Street Fighter guy. That also doesn't feel like they're taking it serious.
I saw this one, Out of Worlds. I saw. Yeah, I think this is a game you and. Marshall 205.
It's very much in that it takes two vibe. It's also done in stop motion, so all the animation is done in stop motion. It looks very, very good.
Now the Forest 3, seen that one. It's on a whole nother planet. So that one was a little crazy.
It
Definitely
was
the Forest
also
vibes.
yeah, I did not realize it was the forest until it said it. you've got that weird like dangling arm thing in the screen a lot, and I just for some reason that's not what I thought it was going to be.
But it looked like all
It's like
those other
a
games that.
yeah, you're like an astronaut that crash lands in this one. Yeah,
That is
there's
kind of.
Ace Combat. It's been since 2019, so people, I think that'll probably do pretty well.
Warframe, Highgarde, another one. That was it.
Highgarde was interesting. Highgarde is like ready to go. It like launches in January.
Yeah. January 26th.
Yeah. It's free to play. It's from devs behind Apex Legends and Titanfall. You ride these like wolf things. It looks like you like transform off of them, almost like you like they're a part of you. Your mounts seem to like just pop in, pop out. Again, fast paced, first person kinetic shooter. Looked cool, but there's like so many of these hero shooters, and I just don't know how big that space is.
Yeah. Right. PlayStation news real quick. PlayStation 4 is still going to be getting games in 2027. They are going to still release some games, which is wild that they're not cutting it off completely. You're going to wait, but they are going to have some games still coming
2026
out.
or 2027?
Yeah, 2027.
Golly. Still 2 years from now.
Yeah, Mega
Or I
Man
guess a full
Dual
year.
Override will be one of the games that is going to be coming for PlayStation 4 in 2027.
That Mega Man game looked really good. I don't know why it's not Mega Man 12. I think that's what people want, but it looked really, really good.
Right. The PlayStation added a new hub feature in the background. I thought this was pretty good. It's like a little burning fire with the PlayStation logo in the background, like a fireplace.
Your screen's not shared anymore, so I can't see anything.
Shoot, my bad.
Oh, yeah, that's cozy. Yeah, it's
See it in the
cozy.
background. I do like
Yeah.
that one. Right. PlayStation has some 30 anniversary watches, and as a watch guy, I do like these, but I'm not gonna buy any of them. I have
I
the
like
my
all three of
smartwatch.
them.
Yeah.
I really like the one that has like the buttons.
One are shown right here, the white one.
They're limited to 300 pieces.
$780.
Ooh-wee.
They do look good.
If you paid $780 for it, would you wear it?
I would not.
I think you gotta wear it. So just looking real quick, the limited to 300 pieces is already
On.
sold out, it says. But then it also has a available for pre-order in 4 hours and 11 minutes.
So they're doing a little bit, then a
So
little
maybe
bit.
just as maybe that, or maybe they're not actually out, so it says sold out. 4 hours, 11 minutes, 50, 4 hours, 11, 4 days, 11 hours, 50 minutes as of time of this. It's nice. It's a mechanical movement though. It's not even automatic. You are no doubt paying for the fact that it's limited edition and that it's officially licensed.
Would I like to have one? I would love to have one. I do have some random weird watches. I have an Xbox watch. I have a Dragon Ball Z watch. I have a weird Joker watch. I don't like the Joker, but it just looks good. The Joker, the green and the purple. All right, so next one, Microsoft Flight Simulator is coming out. It's going to be adding PlayStation VR 2 support.
That's
You'll be able to
awesome.
play that in there. Now, they only have one flight stick that's going to be compatible with it on the PlayStation 5. As of right now, they will be making more. This is the flight stick. It does look pretty cool. It's got the PlayStation logo on it. It's now what I think they miss on it. It's black instead of white, like the con
Yeah.
It's the Thrustmaster T Flight HOTUS 4. It's $100 on Amazon. It has 12 buttons and it's detachable. You can detach and have a move wherever you need to on your setup. They PlayStation teased the little video teasing some PlayStation 5 games coming out for in 2026. And they did showcase Halo on there as one of the games. Trailer. It first was Wolverine, then Resident Evil, then Halo was number three, and they showed that. So,
It's the campaign Evolve that they talked about.
yeah. Next one, I sent you the video. I mean, the clip, or not the clip, the link to it. You can buy a limited edition 5 terabyte Seagate external game drive. It's an Astrobot limited edition one. Now, also on there, when I saw was this other one, this God of War one. It was on here for a 2 terabyte for $89, which I didn't even know about the God of War one until I came to this late.
Yeah, it's cool looking too.
I do like the Astrobot one. Astrobot one looks pretty cool. All right, now we did. Did you look at the plate your PlayStation wrap up to see how you compared to?
No,
I
I
was
didn't
the
look
only
at
one to
it.
put my info in the in our text thread.
No, I didn't look at it.
Okay. Well, the PlayStation wrap up is online now. If you wanted to go look to it, you could see what how many games you play, what games were your top games. How many hours you played and stuff like that. I didn't do as many as I did last year. I did less than 1,000. Of course, Fallout 76 was my number one game. Xbox has announced that they're doing a developer direct showcase in January. They're going to show a lot of the games coming out for 2026. Then no confirmed actual date on it, but it will be in January. Amazon is offering a free outfit for Tomb Raider, Legacy of Atlantis, when you link your Xbox account. There's the outfit right there.
It's a sexy scuba outfit.
Yeah.
They in a day and age where people tread lightly on how character models look because people get in their feels, I feel like they kept her pretty true to her original concept. They may have taken the boob size down a little bit, but she's still sexy Lara Croft, and she's still out there rolling around on the hard rocks and stuff in tiny shorts and a tank.
Be comfortable.
It doesn't look comfortable.
All right, so they Xbox has announced these new Fallout Pip-Boy controllers from Design Lab. There's an elite version and a standard version. There's really not much difference on it. The elite one has on the handle part, there's the black rubber handle, and on the standard version, it doesn't have it.
Does it make you want those?
Yes, it does. I really wish it did a PlayStation version of it, but have the green back on it.
Yeah, they look pretty good. They're kind of subtle.
Just the Pit Boy in the middle. I might keep an eye on these and see if they go down in price. At least one of them. Right now, it's a Microsoft. They're $98.97, but Microsoft has them on sale for $82.97. I'll just buy on it and see. Just to have one because I'm a Fallout fan. See, Todd Howard said that they have a lot more in store in the Fallout universe. People have asked about a remake for Fallout 3 in New Vegas, and he says they're working on a whole bunch of stuff.
I'm sure they are.
All right. Apparently, there was a big backlash with Call of Duty. Black Ops 7. So Xbox and Activision said that they are aware that it did not meet standards for where people wanting, and they'll take that in consideration when it comes to releasing more games, or Call of Duty game or Call of Duty games. At least they announced they said something about it. Two games have been added to the Xbox Play Anywhere. Metal Gear Solid Delta Snake Eater and in Mortal Kombat 1, which is not the original Mortal Kombat. It's just the newer version. They just call it 1. You have them on your play anywhere. Xbox has added some more perks for the Game Pass members. Make sure you go out there and redeem these perks. MetaQuest 3 has a holiday bundle. So you get an Epic discount with Batman Arkham Shadows and Beat Saber. You can get it, buy it. See, their Fortnite crew had one. Rocket League. See, more. You get XP boost and more. Requires logging into Fortnite at least once per month. If you log into Fortnite once a month, you get this Rocket Pass premium thing. I don't know. Do you guys do that?
No. You have to be like a crew subscriber, though.
This one?
Yeah, I think you have to be a crew subscriber and then log into Fortnite.
Okay, because I know the Fortnite crew one, but I don't know about the Rocket League one. It says log into Fortnite.
Maybe not, but I for some reason thought you had to be.
The other one, Sea of Thieves, has a limited dance a jig and celebrate your own adventures with some fancy feet, peg work. PUBG had a thing, Assassin's Creed Mirage had some crew on there. Warframe, there's a bunch of them. I just only wanted to go over the games I knew we. I just saw the ad over on the right side, but the Rogue Ally has already received its first discount. It's from $5.99 down to $4.99. And it's actually in some places have had it dropped even lower. One place had it for $4.79. Is that Amazon's got it for $4.89 right now? That's saying it's not selling well, or is it selling good and they just want to get more into more people? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean it could, it's the holidays, everybody expects everything to be discounted. I don't think you can read too much into that just yet.
All right, some Nintendo news. Nintendo has updated the HDR on the Switch 2. So some things have been changed on it. There's a couple settings you have to go in and change. So if you do notice the update, there's a few things. We don't have a Switch 2. None of us have as of 1 year. We have some Nintendo Classic N64 games are coming. The 64 Classic area. It's Rayman 2, The Great Escape, and Tonic Trouble. Rayman's a game that most people know in the Nintendo universe. Never played Tonic Trouble, but it looks like it's a guy drinking. Got a drink. And next one, Nintendo, they say, is apparently playing 41% more on RAM built the Nintendo Switch. Shortages. Yeah, RAM is outrageous. We were talking about at work. I have to buy RAM for my laptops, and the price of it is gone skyrocketed. If you're muted to your mouth.
Oh yeah,
There you go.
I think OpenAI is buying like 40% of all RAM that exists right now. The RAM needed for all this AI to run is crippling the market right now. That they bought a bunch of RAM knowing this was coming, so they're in okay shape for a little while. But I mean, you're gonna see the prices of these things they gotta go up. I don't know
Right.
what'll happen.
Next one, the Virtual Boy for the Switch and Switch 2 is available for pre-order. If you want it, it'll be $100. You can get the cheaper cardboard model for $24.99.
Your thing's not sharing.
It says a share.
I mean, it's sharing, but it still was on just the Rogue Ally.
Go back.
It never changed.
How about now?
There it goes. It's back now.
Is this something you have a Virtual Boy, don't you?
Yeah, I have my
Original.
original one.
Does it make you want to get the newer one to go with the Switch? Two or not?
It's neat. But no, I'm not gonna get it. I mean, there's a part of me that wishes I would get all the stuff that goes with the Switch, the SNES, the NES, all that stuff. But it's like at the end of the day, I'm probably not going to.
Now, what's your temptation if you just happen to see it in the wild?
Zero.
Okay.
Yeah, I like the idea of it. I just don't play my Switch enough, and I'm not going to play these games on the Switch. So for me, it's just not going to happen.
So I saw this on the news thing. This modder has turned his Wii U gamepad into a Switch.
So like a less sturdy, cheaper feeling, fully functional Switch.
Yeah, but just the modding universe. As I talk, anytime I'm bringing this up with modding, I just love it. I think it's amazing. I'm not smart enough to do any of it.
I don't know how hard it is, but with the size of the Wii U, it seems like it wouldn't be that hard. You have enough real estate to work with.
Like I have that Lego Nintendo, and I almost want to buy a second one to do and order the mod for it. The Nintendo Game
Turning the
Boy.
Game Boy into a real good functioning Game Boy is awesome.
Yeah. Random news. They just stopped sharing, or is it? I've noticed
Oh, I
when I.
quit.
So anytime I bring a new screen over, it's picking it off. Sorry about this, guys. All right, so this next one, GameStop hires a TikToker who used to do ads for Best Buy. And on this one thing, it says GameStop steals Best Buy girl for a new commercial. Here she is with the Best Buy with purple hair, and now she's emo black hair for GameStop.
If this wasn't a story, I wonder who would even ever know.
Yeah, I would never even known. But it happens because remember the Verizon guy that used to walk around and go, "Hear me now." He went left Verizon and went somewhere.
He went to Sprint, I think.
Yeah, and he was on Sprint ads.
And then maybe back to Verizon. Like, I don't know.
All right. So with the big Netflix deal going to happen, Netflix has said the Warner Brother games to them were worthless when it came to the buying. They wanted the TV and movie rights.
I kind of assume that when the dust settles and everybody figures out what's going on, that the games division's probably going to be sold off. You know, it's probably extremely hard to run Netflix. It's probably even more hard to run Netflix and now a full-fledged publisher. So my guess is that it'll be parted out. They may keep one or two studios. You know, Netflix gaming has been a push. They do have was it like Night School or whatever, the people that made the Oxenfree or whatever game
Oh,
that is, they do have, they have them, you know. I think they're still functioning, but I mean the idea that they're gonna have, you know, I just don't think they're gonna run. It was never about that. I don't think anyone felt like it was about that. So what happens with, you know, Hogwarts Legacy and the Arkham series and Mortal Kombat and all that. Like, I don't know. We'll see. But I can imagine that that is not why they bought it. And if they can recoup some money there, they probably will.
Yeah. Now Paramount has jumped in and they're doing an all cash offer to go in to battle them. They're offered $30 per share in cash. There's a little bit of fight.
Yeah, the Netflix is a cash stock option. But I don't know, and it all has to go through and get approved, and it'll be a drawn out process. Paramount wants it bad. Same thing though. Paramount doesn't want the gaming either. You know, CBS, all that, they're not gonna want it either. I think whoever gets it is gonna, it was never about the games, they just come with it.
Next one, there's an Assassin's Creed Black Flag Resynced is the new name for the Black Flag remake. So a lot of people are really, really excited because they want the Black Flag to be on the newer consoles. That was a fun game. I did like it. That got people into the ship playing and destroying ships and Sea of Thieves and Skull and Bones type games that came out. This one here's Capcom wants to revitalize Ace Attorney, Devil May Cry, and Mega Man with new releases and ports. So we'll see. I mean, they haven't had a good Devil May Cry in a while. You're muted again.
No, I don't think so. I just didn't talk.
Okay.
It's this is tied to an investor call where they want to sell more copies of more games, and they know in order to do that, they've got to supplement those big flagship titles with some of these old games, and I guess they plan on starting with that Mega Man game.
Yeah.
Devil May Cry, I mean, that last DMC game, people liked it with the emo guy. They liked it. It just wasn't what people were expecting. But the Devil May Cry
Gosh.
franchise is certainly valuable.
They have an anime to it, comic books.
Yeah, I think Devil May Cry is like getting a season two for the. Isn't there a show? It's getting a season two.
Right, next one, Katsushiro Harada is leaving Bandai Namco after 30 years. He was a big part of the Tekken games, from the first game all the way to Tekken 8. He says he's gonna call it quits after loss of close friends in his personal life. Retirement and death of senior colleagues had caused him to reflect on his time he's left as a creator.
Yeah, I mean, if 30 years, you've probably accomplished what you want to. And I mean, I get it. Especially when death is around you, it hits you different.
Yeah, in my where I work at, a lot of the police officers, that's the magic number, 30 year. They work too.
Yeah.
Now, this is not really gaming news, but Mortal Kombat's the movie, Shang Tsung, Kari Hiroku Tagawa has passed away at 75. This was last week. I missed this news article, but he was 75 years old. He's been in like 100 movies. Rest in peace. All right, now last but not least, just a couple of Lego things this year. This, I mean, did it say that you'll see the screen?
Nope. Just stuck on Shang Tsung.
Don't know why. What
I don't
am
know why it's acting weird.
Okay, here we go. So you can buy a Lego Fortnite Ninjago nunchucks. If you go to Pick a Brick, it will cost you, it's 240 pieces. It'll cost you $24.78. So you can go on there, get the building instructions. It'll already pre-populate. You order it and you can, I think Pick a Brick is doing a good job when they do stuff like that. Just automatically go there and it'll order. So you picking out each piece on your own.
It's really neat. Like you can take a set number and put it in, and it'll just, I mean, it populates, tells you how many pieces are available, what you're missing. It is pretty. I'm interested to see how much better it works once that Virginia plant is up and running
Yeah.
and how different it is, and if we have more access.
Good. All right. So they showed off this Lego Ideas birds. It's set 21365. It's love birds on a tree. I saw this and thought of you, but the birds don't look as good as some of the others, but they do look pretty decent.
They look good. Also, Lego said that you can put the birds however you want, but they're made to be positioned next to each other because they form a heart when they're next to each other. As you
Yeah,
can
I
see in
see
that
it.
little picture there.
Yep. But then there's another one.
So it's, I really like the sets. The set, I do think the birds could look better, but I think for the design, they stuck pretty closely to the original design. I think it's a fun one. I may end up with it.
It's only $49.99. I'm sure it'll go on sale for about $39.99 at one time. It'll be pretty popular during Valentine's Day. Let's see how it goes. I saw this set. I'm not a big Ninjago guy. You'd mentioned Ninjago, but I saw this crazy set coming. It's the Old Town, the 15th anniversary. It's seven set 71865. I'm sorry, 861. It looks crazy with all these minifigures, but as a kid, I would love to have this set. It looks
There's a lot going on.
so much
Yeah,
to
I think
play.
that's the problem with Ninjago is it just came past our prime for kids stuff, so there's no like attachment to it. It sells pretty well.
Yeah, it does. The minifigures are always, I do like a lot of the minifigures. They look cool. I just saw the set and thought, man, if I was a kid, I would definitely rule the set. And so I saw, this is the last one. I saw this. This is the, every year Lego does a holiday gift set for the employees. And this year it is set 400-2025. It's just like Lego Toy Store.
It's
And
super adorable.
it's selling on eBay. I want to rush it. Anywhere from, it was $200 to $300, $390. I have one of these Lego watches too.
What would you pay for that set?
I'd pay $200 for this. Buy now 600. Or what they're selling for. I have one Lego sold item. I have one a limited edition set, 257, 11, 257, 11, 270, 399, 285, 235. I get two.
That's what it looks like. Yeah, so it looks like you're gonna be 250.
Ooh. Sold on the 8th for 620, 500. 80. Yeah, so if you want it or I want it or somebody wants it.
It's cool. I don't think it's 250 cool.
It's definitely one of the smaller Christmas sets I've had. That's all I have for this week.
That's all I have too.
And as usual, if you'd like to support us, head over to patreon.com/gamestitch. If you want to contact us on our socials, it's game_stitch on X, or contact me on a ho effing show on X or Instagram. That was episode 668. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. Goodbye, everybody.
Good night.